AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. The NBA schedule on Friday featured both of the teams who had yet to lose this season. One of those was the Cavaliers, and they were home to take on the Magic. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Cavaliers are 6-0 after Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell led the scoring in their 120-109 victory against the Magic. Garland finished with 25 points and Mitchell added 22 for the only unbeaten team in the East. Cavs coach Kenny Atkinson says Garland is off to a good start.
He's playing with swag. He's got that floater going too now. He's got that floater, but he also took 9 threes. I said, we need one more. We need 10. You know, that was kind of the deal with him. 10 a game.
Cleveland is off to its best start since 2016 and two off the team record for season opening winning streak. Orlando played its first game without Paolo Banchero, who's out at least a month with a torn right oblique.
The other unbeaten team entering play on Friday was the Thunder, and they used a 38-17 scoring advantage in the third quarter to pull away from the Trailblazers and win 137-114. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led OKC with 30 points. The Celtics are now 5-1 after a 124-109 win at Charlotte. Jason Tatum scored 34 points and Jaylen Brown added 25. Brown says playing a chippy game like this one brings out the best in his team.
I think that, you know, adds another dimension to our team, and that's what we need if we want to continue to win games at a high level. You need a little edge, you need a little chippiness, you need a little fight in you.
Anthony Edwards netted 29 points, including the go-ahead floater with 26 seconds left to lead Minnesota past Denver 119-116. The Timberwolves ended the game on a 15-2 run. Minnesota head coach Chris Finch.
We're best when we can close with our defense. You know, we're doing a better job offensively of creating good looks at the end of the game. I thought, you know, Ant was really good tonight in his decision-making there.
Jalen Brunson tallied 36 points, and Carl Anthony Towns went for 21 points and 11 rebounds in the Knicks' 128-98 win at Detroit. Sacramento won 123-115 at Atlanta. The Nets defeated the Bulls 120-112. Anthony Davis scored 38 points and grabbed 12 rebounds in the Lakers' 131-125 win over the Raptors. Zion Williamson poured in 34 points to lead New Orleans past Indiana 125-118. There was news off the court in the NBA where the 76ers learned that they would continue to be without the services of two of their stars. Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
Joel Embiid and Paul George will each miss a fifth straight game with left knee injuries when the 76ers host the Grizzlies on Saturday night. The oft-injured Embiid has yet to play this season, though he was a full participant at Friday's practice. That included five-on-five scrimmages with the team. Embiid skipped the entire preseason and has not played any basketball that matters since he helped Team USA win gold at the Paris Olympics. Embiid has officially been out with what the 76ers call left knee management.
Coming up, the night in the NHL, along with news from Major League Baseball, the NFL, and WNBA. On the ice, the schedule on Friday got off to an early start with the Panthers and Stars playing in Finland. Dave Berry has the story.
Alexander Barkov had a goal and three assists in his hometown as the Panthers beat the Stars 6-4.
To be able to come home to Finland and play here, especially in my hometown, drag my teammates here, and then play, and then obviously scoring the goal was amazing feeling, so I'm really happy.
Sam Reinhart scored his eighth and ninth goals for the Panthers. Aaron Ekblad set up three scores in Florida's fourth straight win.
Back in North America, where the Rangers played host to the Senators, and our Mike Mancuso took in the action and brings us this report.
Alexi Lafreniere had a power play goal and an assist to help the Rangers survive a 2-1 win over the Senators. Lafreniere, who signed a 7-year contract extension last week, was impressed with goalie Igor Shesterkin, who faced 41 shots and made 19 saves in the third period.
A couple saves he made was unreal. Those saves on the power play were
the one on Giroux.
That was crazy. So, he's best goalie in the league, and we're lucky to have him, but we don't want to give him that much work.
Winnipeg is now 10-1 after Nikolai Ehlers' hat trick led them to a 6-2 win over the Blue Jackets. The Islanders won 4-3 at Buffalo. Minnesota got two goals and an assist from Kirill Kaprizov in a 5-3 win over the Lightning.
It's a nice win, but I feel like we play not our hockey in first period. Maybe it was because it was a long trip and something like that, but I feel like second and third period we play better.
Calgary shut out New Jersey 3-0. Blake Coleman scored twice for the Flames. Major League Baseball, the Dodgers celebrated their World Series title with a parade through downtown Los Angeles, and two-time Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell has opted for free agency for the second straight year. NFL, the Seahawks will be without wide receiver DJ Metcalf Sunday against the Rams. WNBA, the Indiana Fever hired Stephanie White to be their head coach on Friday. White spent the last two seasons as the head coach of the Connecticut Sun. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.